Good afternoon and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Anne Greenwood, Institutional Portfolio Manager here at RBC Blue Bay. It is late October and the chill has certainly started to settle in here in the Northeast. The market, on the other hand, is still carrying some of its summer heat as equities continue to break record highs and credit spreads sit near record tights. With Halloween just around the corner, investors continue to be wary of anything that might spook the market in the days and weeks to come. While we don't disagree that we are in a fragile environment across all vectors, we do believe that the music can continue to play on, at least over the near to medium term horizon. Recent headlines have certainly awoken market jitters in the past few weeks as a handful of idiosyncratic events put it on edge. Starting with Tricolor to the latest concerns around some of the regional bank CRE exposure, risks do seem to be bubbling up. But so far, what we have seen does not raise concerns of a systemic problem. It does, however, warrant heightened scrutiny by investors. In some cases, markets repricing this risk has presented an opportunity to add to fundamentally stable companies at a better entry point. Critical still is bottom-up security selection, as we do expect to see increased volatility in the days and weeks ahead. Taking a look at some of the more top-of-mind items that could create further tensions in the market, we continue to keep a close eye on the lower quality high yield and leverage loan market, as well as private credit, namely BDCs. Macro concerns around tariffs, political uncertainty, and a continued government shutdown could also pose challenges to the investment landscape. In lower quality high yield, specifically CCC rated and below, we are starting to see some deterioration in credit metrics like interest coverage ratios. On the flip side, moving up the market, double and single B credit metrics remain stable to improving, reinforcing our view that broad fundamentals for the U.S. high yield bond market, as well as for the investment grade market, continue on an upward trajectory. With the growing disparity between the haves and have-nots, our view remains constructive on high yield overall, but caution is advised when considering that lower quality cohort. In leveraged loans, we've seen default rates outpace high yield bond default rates over the past trailing 12 months. And contrary to what you typically see during rate cutting cycles, we expect this to continue. Concern around BDCs has also increased in recent weeks and is one we have been highlighting for some time. And now, just to clarify, of course, the private credit market is a broad asset class. So what we're focused on here is risks more specific to middle market direct lending and BDC structures rather than the higher grade part of the market, which for now seems okay. One of the main risks or concerns that we see is the growing usage of PIK financing in many of these BDC vehicles. This could be a warning signal on the underlying company's inability to generate revenue and cover interest costs. Furthering this view is that despite strong profits and revenue growth, a large part of the universe is operating with a negative profit margin, suggesting that profits may not or not yet be translating into cash available for spending or paying down debt. And perhaps not last, but last for today's discussion on areas that could spook the market this Halloween is the government shutdown. Although a government shutdown has plenty of real-world negative implications, we do not believe at this point it should be a significant cause for alarm. The reason for this is that historically, critical activities keep going and the economy generally continues to function with limited resulting impact on financial markets. With that said, the longer it continues, the greater the impact it could have and the greater the risk there is of surprise or shock events occurring. In normal times, when the margin for error is wide and the range of outcomes is narrow, this would be less of a concern, but with spreads priced nearly to perfection amid growing market instability, a prolonged shutdown could provoke a more material negative reaction. As a result, in the near term, we are keeping these key risks in mind, but do not believe we're in the beginning stages of a more systemic downturn. Longer term, it is too early to say what the impact will be, but in the meantime, as issues get worked out, we think this environment can create opportunities for active managers to be liquidity providers at very attractive levels and generate strong risk-adjusted returns along the way. Thanks for joining us, and we'll speak with you next week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management. RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.